popping internet, welcome to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast Show. We talked about news, games, and sandwich a little fun in between. Sorry, this episode's going up late. Originally, we recorded this episode and I talked about how everything was perfect and back to normal and everything. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, now an episode's going up late.
Played yourself.
Yeah, what happened?
We're dummies.
Was our drive got full at the very end of the last step, bro?
Literally, like an hour in. Because it was a long episode.
We're on the last reader mail. Mm-hmm. Then a little notification popped up. Hey, bro, something's going wrong.
Hey, file corrupted. Rest in pepperonis.
Yeah.
You hate to see
that happen. It was a good app, you know? So now it's going to be an app where we skim. We did the whole fucking thing.
Nah, dude. Every bit of information. Redistributed it again.
Hell no. Sorry, I'm so
nasally. We'll do it again. It's also, I'll just say, it's the morning for us. No, it's noon.
Freshly woken up.
It's noon. We just slept all day.
Yeah.
We stayed up late watching Secrets of Dumbledore.
Harry Potter.
And then what's you and I watched some video essays. So, you know, classic. Was up too late. Woke up too late. It's one of those days.
Now we're here. So I'm really only going to read the descriptions on all the games that are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of them, but still. Anyway, if you enjoy the show, you should consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/syncedup, where you can pay us $1 to get access to our lovely Discord, where we tell you that the episode's going to go up late because we're sad.
Or we live tweet all the fun stuff throughout the week.
Exactly.
Like the Xbox Showcase.
Over $5, you can get access to post shows of both the shows that we do, and many more goodies all from youtube.com/syncedup podcast and podcasting services around
the globe.
New episodes of this show specifically go up on all those feeds, usually Mondays, 7 a.m.
Central Time Zone gang. Not today.
You can also write into the show at syncedupod@gmail.com with any questions, comments, concerns, or the reader mail submission tab to Discord. Forgot to include that. And we will read those on the show.
Yes,
you should also
consider
following us on Twitter at SyncedUpPod to keep up to date with all of our content from across the board.
Yeah, some good stuff on there. Need some sip. We'll sip you, boy.
Just a little nasally, a little throaty.
Yeah, woke up yesterday morning to some hot news from Xbox, bro. This was a good showcase.
Everything shown at Xbox Showcase. This roundup is from Games Radar. First and foremost, Redfall
got shown.
You got to see some cool stuff, some new powerful weaponry, some neat abilities, some invisibility. Looked cool. Also, comes out 2023. We don't know when, but at some point.
Well, before June, probably.
Yeah, he put it on the 12-month calendar.
Yeah, for reference, all of these things in this showcase were supposed to be coming out in the next 12 months. Well, you remember when Nintendo said the same thing in the Direct, and they were like, everything is from this year, and then they had stuff from like 2 years out?
Yeah.
So.
That's how they do.
But that's Nintendo. This is Xbox. I believe them. But Redfall, no. Redfall looked good.
Yeah, Redfall did look good.
It looks very fun. I'm excited to play it co-op. There'll be a theme throughout this showcase where it's like, damn, the boys can finally play games together again.
Yeah, a bunch of co-op games that everyone has access to because of Game Pass.
Yeah, really excited for Redfall.
Hollow Knight Silksong for the first time in 3 years. Got to see this bad boy. Didn't get a release date, but we did get the news that it'll come to Game Pass,
mm-hmm.
which is exciting.
Day one, baby.
Day one. A lot of these games will be coming day one of Game Pass. Not all of them, but most of them. Day one Game Pass games, mm-hmm. Silksong coming to Game Pass is super exciting, and getting to see this game for the first time in 3 years and a confirmation that it's not canceled,
still here,
was great. High on Life, Squanch Games, that's Rick and Morty guys over there, decided to make another weird ass game with guns and knives that have faces.
Yeah, all your weaponry faces to you.
Yep, comes out October 2022. It looked interesting.
It did. My complaint.
I know Chance is excited about it.
I'm interested. My complaint is I don't know what the story is. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to. If there's gonna be a through line that'll keep me playing the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I don't think comedic guns is all I'm looking for. You know.
Yeah.
There's got to be something fun there.
I agree. Riot Games comes to PC Game Pass. Riot Games announced that its suite of games, some of the most played games in the world, are coming to Game Pass to PC. League of Legends, you get everybody unlocked. Wild Rift, you get everybody unlocked. Mm-hmm. Runeterra, you get the foundation set unlocked on PC. Teamfight Tactics, the select little legends unlocked. And Valorant, you get all the agents unlocked. You get to play those bad boys.
It's crazy, dude. When I saw Riot Games come on the screen, I was like, no way, dude.
Yeah.
League of Legends to Xbox exclusively? Yeah. And it wasn't that, but it was pretty close. Yeah. It was, hey, unlock everything in our games ever.
You're already paying for Game Pass, might as well.
I looked it up. It's a lot of money, bro.
Yeah.
It's like hundreds of dollars to unlock all that content.
Yeah.
And it's just, here you go.
Here you go. You can have it.
I like it.
15 more.
Very cool get.
You're already paying for it, you know?
Yeah.
A Plague Tale Requiem got showed off once again. Got to see some new running around, doing some stuff, fighting some enemies. Got to see it comes out later this year on Game Pass day one, and just got to see, you know, how good it's looking graphically and everything like that.
Are you still as excited for this game as you were when you first saw it was announced?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hyped. It's gonna be a short game. It's gonna be like 6 hours long.
It's that long.
The first one, I think you can beat in 4.5 hours.
Wow. I thought they were longer.
Nope. And it's good. It's good.
Bit of good.
Forza Motorsport got shown off. Technically, the most technically advanced racing game ever made, in quotes. They got to show off some race racing, some dynamic time of day, all their detail stuff. Coming out spring 2023 on PC and Xbox.
Yeah, they kind of showed it off like they did Forza Horizon when that was first announced. It looks great. Looks amazing.
Of course.
It is way too technologically advanced for me.
Yeah.
It already was before. Now it's like the time of day influences the temperature in the sky, which influences the temperature of the ground, which influences the grip of your car and other things. And I'm like,
I'm out.
Nah, can't fam. Think about all that, bro. I don't want to think about that. Yeah. I'm like, damn, it's 6:07. I got to take this turn a little stronger or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Not for me.
Flight Simulator 40th anniversary dropped. You got to see some cool stuff. New York City, Colorado. Mm-hmm. Got to see some pastoral landscapes. Everyone flying around, but also Halo Infinite gets a little add-on there with a flyable Pelican coming out, available now for all Microsoft Flight Simulator players.
Yeah, it's all the Halo stuff,
which is cool. Yeah, all the Halo stuff we got. Follow that up with Overwatch 2. Got to see some of the new era of Overwatch. Got to reveal a new character called Junker Queen. She looks kind of cool. Didn't get to really see what she has going on.
Yeah, but why have a cinematic?
Yeah, didn't get to see her abilities and other. She has an axe and a shotgun, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
Overwatch 2 will go free to play in early access October 4th of this year.
I'm ready to play as the squad, bro. You're going to hop on the sticks. You're going to play like Ana or something.
Yep.
I'll play Reinhardt. We're going to have a good time.
We can get Jordan in there for a little bit.
Overwatch 2, baby.
Aura History Untold. Aura History Untold gave off such strong Civilization vibes. What?
That's nothing.
That we must stick it for the next Firaxis and 2K turn-based 4K or 4X world builder. It was just cinematic. Didn't get to see anything. They call it a groundbreaking leap forward in turn-based strategy. But we didn't get to see any gameplay.
Yeah, I'm very not excited until I see gameplay.
Yeah, they said that it's combining Civ with Crusader Kings, whatever that means. But we'll find out soon enough. Also, come into Game Pass. No date, though. Fallout 76, The Pit.
You get the a new Pit. For
Fallout 76. If you play Fallout 76, get excited.
Go tell the 20 other players, and they'll be excited too.
Exactly. Forza Horizon 5 Hot Wheels is dropping. You got the Forza Horizon 4 Hot Wheels pack, just the cars back in 2021. But this one is way more intense. Comes out July 19th. You get Hot Wheels track.
This is honestly one of the cooler announcements, around. Bro.
Yep, I agree. Because
we're looking like a Horizon. I'm like, oh, okay, what are we getting? Dom Toretto? We getting Back to the Future? What car is popping up here?
Exactly.
And no, you just see a little Hot Wheels car and then pans to the sky. You get to see the classic racetracks.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's exciting. That's cool.
I agree. Arc 2 got shown again. We haven't seen it in almost 2 years. But it was just another CGI trailer and a delay. Delayed to 2023. Just going to see little Vin Diesel.
Yeah, blame it on Vin.
But that's about it. Nothing. It was a T-Rex squashing somebody. Vin Diesel riding T-Rex.
And
Vin
Diesel was on top.
Nothing crazy.
With young lad.
Yep. Scorn got shown off. Being subtitled. Well, it's not actually subtitles, but they're calling it a biopunk horror game, whatever that means.
Biopunk.
It's a lot of like grotesque weird shit. Comes out October 21st of this year. Game Pass, of course. Get stoked if you're into that type of stuff.
I'm not.
Flintlock: The Siege of Dawn looked like a really cool kind of Sekiro FromSoft game.
Sekiro.
Which was pretty exciting. You know, I'm into those type of games, even if they're just a clone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked Ashen. I liked the gun one. I liked what was the one where it was a little more famous and it was like a Viking on the cover. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The fuck was that game called?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Viking
Lords of the Fallen?
Lords of the Fallen.
Yeah, Lords of the Fallen. That's what it was. Something of the Fallen. I'm pretty sure it was Lords.
Don't Lords of the Fallen.
Oh. Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
Where's the Fallen? Little Viking on the cover. Boom. It's a good game. Liked it. Beat it twice.
Beat it.
Next announcement. I was really, really stoked about. Minecraft Legends got shown off. It is being billed as an action strategy game, getting a launch in 2023. You are the somebody who is uniting the overworld against the Nether, which is dope.
Yeah, you got to get all the creepers and zombies and skeletons to work together to fight everything popping out of the Nether, dude. Looks very cool.
Yep. And it's not the traditional Minecraft art style. It's still blocky, but a lot more blocky to give them things more detail. It looks really cool. Looks a little bit more Lego, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
If that was a way I could describe it. Looks more plasticky, more Lego. I really, really like it. And get to see some weird base building. Got to see some action. Got to see a little bit of the strategy where he was sending troops here and there. But it looks pretty damn cool. And so I'm very, very excited for this. This is one of my favorite.
It looks really cool.
Favorite reveals out of the event. Lightyear Frontier, you were excited about this because the homies can get into play once again. It's a little mech farming game.
It's like Slime Rancher meets No Man's Sky.
Yeah, you're doing some space stuff, some mech stuff, and you're just farming and building a little base and stuff.
And you can play with
three homies. And I believe it's on Game Pass. It doesn't say here in this roundup, but I could have swore that it was.
I assume everything's coming to Game Pass, man.
Gunfire Reborn is launching on PC, or it launched on PC and mobile back in 2020, and is coming to Game Pass in October. It's billed as a level-based adventure game featuring FPS, roguelite, and RPG elements. My dad is trying to call me. With that, expect to control heroes armed to the teeth with explosive weaponry. You can play this with four homies, once again. Co-op, how it goes. It looks a little bit like...
Risk of Rain?
Risk of Rain 2. But a little more chibi.
A little cute. A little cute dudes.
So, get stoked if you're into the roguelites.
Yeah.
Last Case of Benedict Fox comes out in 2023. Is a little 2D Metroidvania spooky game.
Yeah, I was intrigued by the story more than anything. The story kind of pulled me in. I was like, you know what? I'd play this game. And Metroidvania combat looked kind of cool, too.
There's some interesting stuff going on. As Dusk Falls was shown, being billed as an interactive drama set in Arizona. You can play it multiplayer with eight players if you want, or solo, which I assume means votes on the choices you make and what that means. It's kind of, you know, kind of like Until Dawn and stuff, but a little less you moving around, a little more just interacting with the movie that's being played. Comes out July 19th, day one on Game Pass. I thought this was cool, but yeah, as I said before when we did the last episode, it's a little weird because it has like the characters are all graphic novel style and not moving, but they're still voiced, but everything else is like
fully but it's such a point to where it's animated. Like it doesn't look like you even walk around a room and click on stuff. It's just like you're just watching a movie.
Yeah.
And you choose the dialogue. Exactly. That's really it.
100%. Naraka Blade Point was another one of the ones I've seen here that I thought looked really, really cool.
Naraka.
They got a release date on June 23rd that is a ninja battle royale game, which I thought was weird. And then but when they showed like the actual combat and running around and fighting other players, I thought it looked really interesting and cool. So I would like to try this game. We'll see what happens there. But people, it's been in early access for a while, so I'm sure I can look up some opinions now, maybe some gameplay, see what actually is going on. Pentiment, Pentiment, coming from Obsidian, from the guy who led the development on New Vegas and Pillars of Eternity. He's leading a new 2D role-playing game called Pentiment. It's a little parchment style, art style, a little weird. Coming to Game Pass for sure because it's Obsidian. But just, you know, not for me, but still looked really, really cool. Obsidian showing that they can develop games that aren't, you know, Fallout. They can do different stuff. And I think that's very cool. Got to see Grounded again, coming out of Early Access now in September of 2022. Of course, that's available on Game Pass. Big, big update going to drop in September. And then, yeah, you can play the full game with three homies once again. The trend here.
I never tried it the first time, so I'm kind of excited to try it again.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think it was cool when I played it as bare bones as it was. And now post all these updates and the 1.0 update, I'm excited to get in and try again. Erebon Shadow Legacy is a third-person stealth game coming out in 2023 and going to be on Game Pass day one. I thought this one looked interesting. A little origami-like. Living in the shadows.
The shadow stealth mechanics seem pretty cool.
Doing some cool stuff there. And I think that it looks cool. I think all of these games pretty much looked cool.
Yeah, there wasn't a game that was like, that looks like doo-doo.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like Scorn at all. But that was literally it.
Yeah. A little personal thing there. Diablo 4 was shown. Cool. Of course, a tentative, Blizzard has all the stuff that they got going on before we talk about Diablo 4. Do with that what you will. Diablo 4. Blizzard announced Diablo 4 is coming to the Series X. Got to see some of the new graphics and whatnot. Running in engine, fighting some enemies. Looked really cool. Didn't get to see the HUD or nothing, which I would have liked to see that, but that's okay. They announced a Necromancer is coming, and the Necromancer joins the Barbarian, Sorceress, Rogue, and Druid, and that's going to be the five classes. Couch Co-op is coming to the Series X. I don't know if that means it's not coming to other things, but I assume it's coming to everything. And you have crossplay, co-op, and PvP between Xbox and PC, which is very, very cool. Comes out 2023. Got to see some other stuff from Diablo 4. You got to see some of the open world PvP areas. The fact that it's fully open world, that the world will evolve with you when you complete dungeons. That was really cool. Some of the world bosses, got to see that. That was very exciting. Yeah,
you're taking down the world bosses with like 12, 13 players. It looks really cool.
Exactly.
This game looks cool, looks good. I will say, kind of lame. There's only five classes after we just watched a video about Diablo Immortal, and Diablo Immortal has six.
Yeah, it has six.
Kind of crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
That's how it goes.
I'm not touching this game unless it's free.
Yeah. You know, if certain people don't get fired, can't be playing these. You know how it goes. You know, should have made the same. I guess we should have said the same thing about Overwatch 2.
Yeah, that same sentiment's going to be there. I'll play it if it's free, but I'm not going to buy a single loot box. Exactly. Something changes there.
100%. But I thought Diablo 4 showing was pretty good. And I hope to see more like the HUD and everything in the future.
Yes.
Sea of Thieves Season 7 is coming out. Hell, you can now become a pirate captain. You can customize your ships very, very intensely. You can name the ship. You can do some cool stuff on the inside, change the cabin, do all that stuff. That comes out July 21st, 2022.
It's one of the cooler trailers. Yeah, I think that was my favorite trailer whole time. They delivered it in a sea shanty, all the news.
Yeah.
Your quality of life update. So we got given to you in sing song.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. It was cool. Sea of Thieves, guys. Cool team.
Cool devs. Ravenlock. The studio Coco Cucumber, you know how it goes, releasing Ravenlock, a action adventure game with magic and monsters and cacti and giant cats and mushrooms. You know how it goes. Comes out next year, and I assume it's gonna be on Game Pass.
Bro, I was looking at the paper, and for some reason in my head turned that mess of words into from the studio that brought you Coco Melon, and I was like, no way. I didn't remember that, and then I reread Coco it, dude. Cucumber. Cucumber. Sleep's important.
I thought this one was really cool. Very cute looking, and I'll definitely try it out. Cocoon, set to release in 2023 onto Game Pass day one. It's from the guy who did Inside and Limbo. Guys. And it's a little bit of a puzzle game.
Yeah, it looks like a very interesting puzzle game. I'm excited. I think it's kind of hard to explain the vibes of it without watching the trailer. So if you're interested in puzzle games, I think just go watch the trailer for this one. It looks pretty cool.
Yep.
I'll be playing it.
Wolong Fallen Dynasty. Team Ninja coming back again. Those are the people who did Neo. They're making this game called Wolong Final Dynasty. Fallen. Jesus, I did it again. Dynasty in collaboration with the Dynasty Warriors guys. It launches early in 2023. We didn't get to see any gameplay. It was just a cinematic. And, you know, the jury's still out on if it's a Musou game or not.
No gameplay. It was just cinematic. So we won't know until a little while.
So we'll have to see if it's a true Dynasty Warriors game or if it's going to be like Neo. Because if it's just like Neo, I don't know why we brought these guys on. You know, I don't know. It's a little weird. All the Persona games are coming to Game Pass, which is another crazy announcement. Persona 3, Persona 4 Golden, and Persona 5 Royal are all coming to Game Pass. Persona 5 Royal will be launching later this year on Game Pass, and 3 and 4 are coming a little bit next year. This is crazy.
This is very exciting. And I just thought about it because we were like, man, maybe you don't replay Persona 5 because, you know, it's a long game. Just replay the 4th and the 3rd. Mm-hmm. But then I realized they're giving you the 5th one first with space in between.
Yeah.
So maybe I do.
Oh, no.
It depends what else is coming out that I'm, like, interested in playing.
But this was a crazy announcement because Atlas is typically billed as... Hey, this is a PlayStation studio.
Yeah, Atlas. The guys who are famous for top-notch JRPGs all of a sudden just dropping their games for free on Xbox. Yeah. What timeline is this, dude?
Let's go. Hideo Kojima is making an Xbox game. That's it?
He tweeted today, for context, that his partnership with Sony Interactive is still good and strong.
Okay.
So, he's for everybody.
I guess so.
I'm about it. Hideo, though, also working with Xbox. I think they're breaking their stigma of JRPGs and we don't
make JRPGs though.
I know he don't, but I'm just like there's a lot of things that they've been adding on to their list. Like Xbox isn't just
trying to go hard in Japan, bro.
Yeah,
he literally called out after Wolong Final Dynasty. You know, Japan's like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Japan, we love all the people in Japan.
Xbox no longer is shoehorning themselves into not certain types of games. They're putting anything on that thing now.
Yeah,
I'm about it. So you can do anything.
Starfield got to show off some gameplay.
Yeah, the biggest part of the show.
Announcement that there was 100 systems and 1,000 planets to explore. You can explore anywhere on all of the planets. Mm-hmm. Super cool. Got to see some combat in first person. Got to see some mining in third person. Got to see some different talking with different factions and what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of customization menus. Thought this was really cool. My expectations felt perfectly met. Not blown out of the water. Not disappointed in any way. I'm still going to play this game. Was already going to play this game.
Mm-hmm. No, I think this showing got me excited. Yeah, the RPG elements look great. I'm not there for the dog fighting. The combat seems all right, but everything else seems really cool. I'm excited to build a base in space.
Yep, build the ship that looks cool.
We were talking about it yesterday, though. The size of this game's a little worrying.
Yeah,
1,000 planets. I told you, like 900 of those planets have to be like, just go here to get some resources. That's it.
Because I was saying,
there's no way.
You know, if all of these planets are cool and like feel handcrafted and all that jazz, then there's just no way that the rest of the game doesn't suffer because of that.
Yeah.
And then if the rest of the game doesn't suffer because of that, then there's just no way that they handcrafted this many planets. So we'll see when the game finally releases later this year, because they still didn't delay it. Summer Games Fest happened after this. I thought Xbox event was probably the best.
Yeah. So far, we've gotten Sony, Summer Games Fest, Day of the Devs, PC Gaming Show.
The Wholesome Direct. The Guerrilla Collective.
Devolver Digital. So we've gotten pretty much everything.
The Summer Games Fest show itself.
And it definitely seemed like Xbox blew everything out of the water.
Yes. We will not be rounding up everything here because we didn't get to watch everything. There was just too damn much.
Too much.
The Guerrilla Collective was like 3 hours long. So if you want to go watch those things, you can go watch those things. And there was a lot of cool games that we get to see out of those things. But we're just talking about the stuff that we know about what we got going on. So the Summer Games Fest happened this week as well. And this little roundup came from Kotaku, but it's just a little small here because I didn't take all the games because there was a lot of stuff in there that, you know, it's a little mid, or a little low that I didn't really care about. Mm-hmm. The Last of Us multiplayer mode is actually a standalone game and will be coming out next year. Got to see a little bit of concept art from that, nothing crazy. And then The Last of Us 1, what's being called Last of Us Part 1 now, fully remade in September, fully remade in the new Last of Us engine. They've moved all that AI and all that stuff over to the last game. And so now Last of Us 1 looks and plays like Last of Us 2, which is exciting. And so if you never got to
Are you going
to
go back in?
No, because I went back in right before Last of Us 2 to play the remaster.
Gotcha.
So I don't feel a need to go back in. But yeah, if you haven't played Last of Us, or you haven't played it in years, or you know, maybe you played 2 and didn't play 1, now's the time to go in and play that for sure. Midnight Suns comes out in October. Got to see the Puppet Master villain. Got to see Venom. Venom. Well, he's also a villain, and got to see a little bit of Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. It looks really fun. I've been fiending for a Marvel game to satisfy my Marvel craving, and I think this will be it. I'm really excited.
So am I. Will Spider-Man and Venom be exclusive to playing it on PlayStation?
That's a good question. I don't think
they
so.
They didn't say.
I feel like they would say.
They did it in Avengers, bro.
I know. Well, wasn't it just for a little while? Or
Nah, bro.
Did Spider-Man ever come? Yeah, he did. He's 100% exclusive? It wasn't like exclusive for like a year?
No, he's just on PlayStation, bro.
Damn. That's rough.
Yeah, it was a little rough. Layers of Fear is coming back as Layer of Fears, which is a little weird, but it's coming back. So if you ever played those first three games, they're making another one, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Goat Simulator 3, the simulator to Goat Simulator 1, coming out. They did a really cool trailer that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny.
Fully reenacted the Dead Island trailer from back in the day. Dead Island 3 trailer? Or was it
Dead 2? No, 2. It's Dead Island 2.
They did Riptide or whatever.
Yeah. It's really funny because you're watching it and you're like, why? I've seen this trailer before.
Yeah.
What is happening? Oh, there's a goat. And then
Well, because, the way they showed it, like, oh, this thing that you've seen a very, very long time ago is coming back. And so I was like, oh, they're bringing back Dead Island 2? Why? And then, because I know that game got canceled. But no, it was Ghost Simulator. Hilarious.
Funny. Good stuff.
Cuphead DLC got coming out June 30th. Got to see a new boss.
The delicious last course.
Yep. Love that. Modern Warfare 2 was shown off. Got to see a campaign mission there. With Roach, Ghost, Price, and Soap. All the game.
On a big ship.
On a little shipment style mission. It wasn't shipment. It wasn't exactly shipment, but had a lot of the same stuff from shipment.
Yeah, it looked cool.
The Devolver Digital show happened. We got to see some stuff from there. And there was a couple of... couple of games from that that I wanted to talk about. Skate Story. You play as a demon made of glass that got to skate their way out of the underworld, which looked really, really cool.
Yeah.
Looked like the gameplay and the skating was fun.
Linear. I'm about it.
Yep. And then The Plucky Squire, a game that was chibi, cute.
It was like a top 3 game of this whole week.
Yeah. It looked very, very cool. Jumping in and out of you know, storybooks and cups and stuff.
Changing style, gameplay style changing constantly.
2D puzzler, 2D fighter, Punch-Out style game. Like, they had all kinds of cool stuff going on. This thing looks really cool, and I would recommend anybody go out there, watch this trailer.
Yeah.
It's very short. It's like a minute and a half. Just a teaser.
I think we'll all be playing that one.
No date, but yes. Great. I cannot wait for that bad boy.
Looks great.
Now it's time for This Week in Gaming.
This Week in Gaming.
We talk about the historical
segment
releases.
Right after the news.
About This Week in Gaming, you know how it goes. June 13th, nothing of note really came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you forget that nobody really released games in the summer until like 2 years
ago. In the summer.
June 14th, Nicktoons Racing came out in 2002, Last of Us 1 in 2013, Fallout Shelter in 2015, and Dead by Daylight in 2016.
Pretty solid day, man.
Yep. Not bad at all. June 15th, nothing of note came out. June 16th, ARMS in 2017.
Nice.
June 17th, nothing of note. NBA Street 1 came out in 2001 on June 18th. And then June 19th, you got Arma 2 that came out in 2009, which would become DayZ. And then The Last of Us 2 in 2020.
Do you think a new NBA Street would suck or be good?
If they kept that arcade-style gameplay, it'd be good. Because you'd get that new hip-hop in there. Yeah. Kendrick. That would be fire.
It'd be. I feel like it'd be really cool, and I don't know why we're not doing that.
Yeah, that's how I feel a lot of the time.
But I feel like in my head, the like crappier graphics, it also helps make the game. So like, if it was like completely up-res and stuff, would it not have the charm anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it needs to be a little crunchy-ish. I want that. I want a new street game.
Yeah.
NFL or NBA, they're both
street,
great.
NBA Street, mm-hmm. Soccer Street.
I mean, as in those two.
Okay.
Specifically.
No Soccer Street?
No. Was that a thing?
Yeah, they had one. It wasn't called Soccer what? Street, but it was a game that was in that style, had the hip-hoppiness, was like you could beat the shit out of the soccer players.
Hold up. NBA Street, but soccer.
Yeah. I can't remember.
FIFA Extreme?
You can look at the... If you look at the cover, I'll be able to tell you what it is.
Let's see what FIFA Extreme is.
If you could show me...
Well, no, hold up. Game?
Okay.
It's
like you got nothing.
No.
Yeah. No.
That's not a thing.
I can't remember what the game's called. It's not called Soccer Street, but it's like, it was like soccer. The cover was red. I got it for the GameCube on Christmas.
Huh.
And you could like beat the shit out of the soccer players and stuff. It was pretty fun.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Is it Street Power Football?
Street Power Football? Show me cover. This... No, because that's...
No, that's a Switch.
Yeah, no. Definitely not this thing.
Damn. Okay.
No. Okay. Now it's time to talk about the games we've been playing. Haven't been playing Street Power Football.
No, maybe we should, though.
But I did finish Life is Strange True Colors. I thought it was very, very good. Went back on my top 10 games of 2021 list. Put it at number 3.
Number 3.
I really enjoyed this game. I recommend people go play it. It's on Game Pass, man. Go play this game. So fun.
Your favorite Life is Strange game?
Yes, most definitely. Probably my favorite of that genre. Just period. I thought it was super good. Oh, I love the setting. I love the characters. The main character. Even all the side characters. Like, it was just such a good time. And I stayed so late playing that last week. Up till 5 a.m. playing that bad boy. Then I'm playing Horizon Zero Dawn. Almost finished with it. I'm at the home stretch. I came very, very close to quitting. I'm approaching the 40-hour mark. The game's just too big, and I thought I had a lot left.
Yeah, I got to stay away from that game because I would want to do everything.
And there's too much, bro.
Yeah, just looking at what you're skipping over, I'm like, that hurts me, but I don't think I'd play that long either.
I know if I didn't skip over it, I won't finish. So.
Yeah, you did what you had to do, and I respect that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'll have it finished this week, and I'll talk about it next week. Boom. That's all I've been playing.
Boom, baby.
You've been playing a little Pogo.
Yeah, I've been doing the usuals. Pokemon Go. Messing with my Pokedex, you know, stuff like that. Just talking about how Pokemon Go, man. Always something different, bro. This week, they had, like, the best event of the year, which somehow outdid their biggest event of the year last week. I don't know, bro. The team there shares 3 brain cells. That's a little offensive. Bro. Maybe I shouldn't
and
say
one
that.
One of them is with Nintendo.
Yeah. God dang, man. The team there needs to get it together.
He's having a good time, though, now.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, I'm going outside. I'm not white boy. I'm getting a little tan.
Yeah.
Just from playing some Pokemon Go. Because Lord knows I work inside, so I have to get outside somehow.
I'll be going back to work this week.
You ready?
I'll be back outside. Fuck no.
Do you know what your accommodation is? Are you gonna be like a half day first?
I'll find out on Wednesday.
All right. Are they gonna limit test you day one?
What? Like the post office?
Yeah.
No, it's whatever the doctor says.
Go as far as you can.
Yeah, no.
No, okay.
It's whatever the doctor says. Now it's time for reader mail. Reader mail. Show by writing into syncedatpod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord. With any questions, comments, concerns, we will read those on the show.
Yes, like we Chance will. Did. Chance.
He said, what's your greatest video game achievement?
Mine, easy, Living Dex, Pokemon Dex stuff. Mm-hmm. It's always, it's very time consuming.
Will the show fail here?
We made a little pass this last time.
Yeah.
It's just something I'm proud of. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I think most people understand how big of a task it is these days.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have, you can't beat it without a 3DS is all I'm saying. Like, you can't do that without a 3DS. It's, I don't know. I'm just really proud of it. And it's something cool to keep up with. And I'm working on the much, 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 much harder version very slowly, the Shiny Living Dex, mm-hmm. which is
13%.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. I'll probably more like 15 or 16, something.
Move all your stuff.
Yeah. I got a lot of stuff in Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool mm-hmm. to slowly work towards that.
Greatest video game achievement for me? Probably having over half the FromSoft games 100% in.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good. Or the fact, if you go back, if you turn the clock back. When Battlefield 4 came out, I played so much Battlefield 4 because mm-hmm. I was still the era where I didn't have money.
Yeah. You just play one game.
You just play one game. Jesus, for a long time. I'm getting worse. So in Battlefield 4, I was actually the top of the leaderboards for a lot of stuff in Oklahoma,
uh-huh.
and I made it into the top 100 in terms of a lot of U.S. stuff. And then in the world, I was in like the top 1,000 for certain categories.
Yeah.
But they don't have any like overall categories. Mm-hmm. They just have specific ones. So they have like most kills in a game, or kills with this weapon. So some of those leaderboards were just because I had played the game for so long.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, you're top 100 in the world for LMG kills just because you've played this shit so much.
Yeah.
And that's not really as big of an achievement because that's mm-hmm. just Link. But there's some of them, like most kills in a game and least deaths in a game or best KD ratio, where I was like number one in Oklahoma, like a whole bunch of those, and then mm-hmm. top 10 in the U.S. for a whole bunch of those. And that was really, really cool.
That's pretty
and
sweet.
And I would, that's when I got really into that, and I would download the app and I would be tracking my stuff.
Yeah.
And I, like, was trying to just continue to climb higher.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got Grandmaster and Lucio Ball. That's pretty big.
Yeah, that's big.
That was a big one.
We hit Mythic and Magic. Mostly you, but...
Dude, that was hard, but it's mostly just grinding.
Yeah.
It is just, like, play as many games as you can.
Yeah.
And obviously, you got to win a majority, but it's, like, it was just time-consuming mm-hmm. is all that one is.
Yeah, that was cool. And then, that was about it. That career app for Battlefield back in the day was so dangerous because you could see where people lived.
Really?
Yeah.
You could
zoom out and everyone's little icon would be somewhere. And I thought maybe that the icons were just in general areas, but hell nah, bro.
Was yours on top of your house?
Yeah, it was on top of my house. And I thought maybe mine was just there. But then there was people that I knew that mm-hmm. were in the app. And it was, yeah, it was on
that
the
is apps. So dangerous.
Yeah. Like that app doesn't, like the version of that app that had that does not exist anymore. So that's not a thing.
All right, good.
But and that, this was back in like 2010.
Or that is actually whatever. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, anyway, that was cool. Greatest video game achievements. Fielding, what in the world is Mario doing on the cover of Mario Kart DS? Is he getting into the cart, getting out of it, styling on him? All right, we're about to find out.
Mario Kart DS. Let me double check. Refresh my brain. Oh, what is this man doing?
Okay, Mario Kart DS. He's not getting into the cart.
Though. He's not getting out either. He's just styling on them.
Yeah, fools. I think he has to be just styling on them.
Because I don't know, man.
He's doing like a trick. He's doing like he just ramped.
Yeah. That's got to be what he's doing, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's styling.
Yeah.
He's stunting on them hoes.
Follow up question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, he's stunting on
them. He's stunting on them. Follow up question?
Oh.
Oh, damn, bro. Oh, man. That goes. This show wouldn't be,
wouldn't be the synced up exactly. podcast.
Follow up question for Fielding. Who has the most swagger in the Mario Kart franchise?
Who has the most swagger? Damn, Shy Guy's bro. Up there. Got swagger. Oh, bro, it's Luigi, 100%.
Is it?
You seen all the clips of Luigi in Mario Kart, bro?
Uh-uh.
The classic, bro? Let me see if I can find it.
Luigi and Mario Kart?
Luigi Mario Kart meme.
I don't know, Shy Guy's pretty top.
It's the like
the face
the riding dirty bro
yeah the classic this one is this the clip where he fucks Mario up
yeah it's Mario looks back like hey yo Luigi. What's up Luigi got the red shell right on his back bro
yeah
about to launch it at him.
Classic.
And then when we do drive by with the death stare.
Boom.
Boom.
Blasted him.
Suck it, Mario. Bitch. We're playing dramatic music. Luigi's like, first place mine. It's a me now, loser.
Yeah, he's so pissed.
It's Luigi, bro. Yeah. Luigi got the swagger, dude.
Yeah, he got the vendetta, you know.
I've so also been watching TikToks where it's like some dude built a crazy ass like race map out of like Hot Wheels tracks and stuff, and then he puts two cars on them, and like it's always like Luigi Mario Kart car and like some other thing, and Luigi always wins. So I'm team Luigi.
I've seen the one where they're on like a treadmill.
Yeah, I've seen the treadmill going. No, this one's like there. It's like a mountain hill thing going down. And it's always funny because the Luigi cart spins around and starts going backwards, stunting on him every time. Right, and then spins back around and win. It's Luigi, bro. I need to find that TikTok.
Anyway, that's it for this episode of the Synced Up Podcast. We're about to do the post show. I don't know what we're going to do for
the post show. The post show.
But we'll figure it out. If you support us the $5 tier on Patreon, you get access to that post show. Sorry, this episode's a little shorter, and maybe it didn't seem like we were as into the topics as we usually are because we've had this whole ass conversation yesterday.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
The Luigi thing was the only thing we didn't talk about.
Yeah. Like the Mario Kart DS. Yeah. And I didn't get to my gaming achievements. That was it. But when Mike was talking about his live index and shit, that's when the show crashed.
Yeah. So, very sad. Made me want
to
cry.
Anyway, we're about to do the post show. We'll see you guys later when we rank some...
we talk about Secrets of Dumbledore.
Harry Potter on the next episode.
What a movie.
We'll catch y'all later. Peace.
Bye.